Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I woke up late, so I am kind of scrambling. My alarm didn't go off. But I am going to go over kind of what I taught on yesterday, which is about Christ Jesus, about who you are. And if you go to John chapter 3, verse 3, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot, or he is not able to see the kingdom of God. This is, now again, it started with the laws, and then Christ came, and this is new information. He's saying you got to be born again. And Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? I think he was scolding him a little bit. How can he be born again? What are you supposed to do? Climb into your mom's womb and go for it again? And Jesus Christ answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. God is spiritual. And if you and you cannot know God by the five senses. You can see miracles, but you can't know God. That which is spirit is of spirit. You're born spiritually new. And Christ Jesus is the example of that. There are people that were raised from the dead before Christ. And the difference is when Jesus Christ was raised, he was raised the second Adam as the new spiritual being that we are when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's of the dust. That which is born of the dust is dust. We're all going back to dust. You're carnal man. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. So you have to be born of a new spirit. You have to be born in the new spiritual being. And again, that comes from believing, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness or uprightness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety or salvation. But if you jump over to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers or to the elect scattered throughout Pontus. Verse 2, elect. Now again, you are elected, you are summoned, you are called, elect. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Holy Spirit. Sanctification is the purity or the holiness of the Holy Spirit. You are called through that holiness unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, his active compassion, he's abundant in that active compassion, hath begotten us or sired us or born us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Christ was an example that we're going to be raised again. We're going to be raised in a spiritual state, the spiritual being in the entire creation waited for the manifestation or the unveiling of the children of God. It's coming. Verse 4, what are you raised to? To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Verse 5, who are kept, are guarded by the inherent power of God through faith unto safety and preservation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Christ said he got to be born again. You're born again the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You're righteous. You are born spiritually new the minute you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and that God raised him from the dead. You're born spiritually new. And what are you protected by? You are protected by the inherent power of God. You have God's inherent power behind you, protecting you, guarding you. It guards your thoughts. It guards you, specifically your being. He protects you, and that spiritual nature, it cannot sin. It can't be defiled. It can't be corrupted. Your carnal man can, but the spiritual man is perfect. And you have that spirit in you. It's just about choosing to walk your life in that spiritual nature. Choosing to set your course of life in the manifestation, that which is made visible of the Holy Spirit. You have the opportunity, and you start by sticking your nose in the Word and renewing and renovating your mind. That's how you start to really walk that walk, setting your course of life, putting God first. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, God, and He shall direct thy path. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul fly.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. It's a big week, Father. I just ask that you make this a simple week that we can get done with this sofa and that it's done getting patterned. I also pray that we finish the bench, that this is not a big deal. I also pray for the all the other product that's going out, that it's blessed, and that the people that we're working with, that they do a great job, and that everything can get tweaked if it needs tweaked. I thank you for the ability to go to you and for my family and for the day yesterday, and just how much of a blessing it is to have nephews and to live around them. And I just thank you for the position that you put me in, where you've set me with my family and in this place, and for the people you've surrounded me with. I'm just very, very grateful for your Word and just for everything. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.